This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind, and I'd like to let our board operator know that we are getting talk back from our ISDN line. For those of you who are new to the show, we do the show from Keene, New Hampshire, and it is very snowy here in Keene, New Hampshire tonight. There's expected to be something like a foot of snow, which for the end of November, I guess, isn't unprecedented here in New Hampshire. Joining me tonight, welcome
Derek Jay
and Chris Cantwell.
So yeah, we'll talk about, of course, whatever's on your mind. You're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Despite the snowy situation out there, Chris Cantwell, your power went out earlier today. We do have power here at the studios. We've got battery backup, generator, two internet connections. So hopefully, even if certain lines go down, we should be able to continue the broadcast from the snowy winter wonderland that is New Hampshire at the moment.
So you did manage to get a UPS then?
No. I had one in the back room. I wanted to get another one. There were some technical difficulties in the studio earlier here tonight. Of course, it's, you know, during a time like this that a UPS will go on the fritz and malfunction. The battery, UPS being uninterruptible power supply, battery backup for your electronic devices. The battery is fine. I checked the battery voltage. That's fine. So I think that the box itself, you know, the device itself is just, it's whacked. And, like, the power just kept cycling on and off and on and off, and so it was pretty messed up.
Those things are finicky devices, and especially, you know, you try to save a couple of bucks on them. You think that you get a good deal. What brand is it, if you don't mind?
I think it's APC brand.
Oh, okay, because APC is a pretty good one, and I've tried to buy, like, I used to work in a data center, and we try to buy UPSs, and you can get them, you know, for, you know, 40%, 30% of the cost of a brand name device, yeah. But you get them, and of course...
You get what you pay for.
Exactly, and they just plain don't work, and you end up in these situations, but APC is a pretty solid brand, I'm surprised.
Well, you know, it's been in service for a long time, too, and normally when a product like that is in service for a long time, the thing that goes wrong with it is the battery dies, you know,
right.
It just doesn't hold a charge anymore, and you have to get another battery to replace
and you
that.
Get some kind of notification, some warning beep ahead of time.
Typically.
It doesn't happen in the snowstorm.
But, yeah, that's how it goes sometimes. Machines break, so here we are. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE, but some machines, like the justice system... They are well oiled, as we discovered today. Well, maybe not. Derek Jay, you were on not trial.
It was a hearing.
Hearing on the merits.
On what the merits of you being denied your supposed right to bear arms, specifically to not bear it, I guess, but to conceal your arms in this particular case, because in New Hampshire, where we live, it's completely legal to open carry, unless you're a felon, I guess. But so, you know, the average person, you want to open carry a firearm.
Anybody who can own a firearm in New Hampshire can carry a firearm as long as it's not concealed.
Right, and I think that if you are, if you're under 21, you can be given... like a certain type of firearm that you can't purchase, but even if you're given, was it a rifle or a handgun?
I believe it's even 18. I'm not sure that there's an under 21 restriction on firearms at all in New Hampshire. I'm not sure. This is not legal advice.
Yeah.
But I never heard of 21.
Okay. I could be wrong about that. But
me too.
It's my understanding that that you know even older teenagers who have a pistol, it may not be legal for them to buy the pistol, but possessing it is legal, and they could open carry as well. But concealed carry, you have to get what's called a shall issue permit.
And a license, as they refer to it. One of the things I found funny.
Yeah, they don't
about
call it a permit.
They call it a license.
Yeah, and it's funny, and I've talked to people in New Hampshire about this because if you look at like Pro Gun New Hampshire has this whole thing about like that's one of the things New Hampshire's really good about. I mean, you know, imagine you had to get a marriage permit. You know, it's a license because you have a right to do it. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
It is. It is. It's so silly. You have to get permission from the state to do it, and they think it's better because it's a license. And I'm like, you're all fools.
That's like calling a tax a fee, and all of a sudden
exactly.
It's different.
It's so much better that you pay. pay a marriage fee instead of a marriage tax. So, yeah, it's crazy that they say that, but it was funny to me because it's called a pistol/revolver permit license, right?
Yeah, okay.
And every single time anybody, any officer of the court made reference to this thing, they used a different term.
Really?
They said concealed carry permit, the pistol permit.
Interesting.
The carry license. Like, they used everything but the term that is the legal terminology here in New Hampshire. Like, these people have no idea what they're talking about. You're talking about the machine being well-oiled, and I'm like, look, it's definitely greasy. It's definitely greasy. That's about it.
Yeah.
The best we can say about it.
Well, you couldn't grease anybody's palms to make this one work. They denied your request. What did you have to file with this paperwork? Is there a fee?
$10, yeah. And I think you only pay it if it's granted. So I didn't have to pay up front. Uh-huh. It's just when you come back and you've been approved, you pay the $10.
Then they hand you some sort of piece of paper.
Yeah, it's a lovely piece of paper from what I understand. I don't think they put your picture on it or anything. But maybe if you pay extra money, like in Philadelphia, you could pay extra money and get a plastic ID and it has your picture on it. And it's kind of nice. That's what I'd prefer.
Chris Cantwell appears to have one of these things.
Oh. Yeah.
Apparently Chris Cantwell, who writes blogs at ChristopherCantwell.com, many of which have been fairly controversial regarding the police and possible violence against the police. Apparently Chris Cantwell is entirely acceptable. What's the word that they use in the statute?
Suitable.
Chris Cantwell, a suitable person who has admitted to drug dealing and spending time in jail for it. Not that I have a problem with drug dealing.
No, of course. I understand.
Just comparing and contrasting to what was said in court today about you, Derek J., that you were unsuitable because you were laughing in court.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that was said. And that shocked me. I started thinking, like, am I dreaming? Am I in a Kafka novel? This is too bizarre.
That's so
crazy.
That they
would use the fact that I was smiling and laughing as an argument for why I shouldn't have a gun. Or not have a gun. Just to be clear, the state and the prosecutor admitted that I am lawful to own and possess and openly carry a gun. It's just the concealing part that I shouldn't be allowed to do because I laugh and smile.
As far as New Hampshire law is concerned, Derek could walk around with a fully automatic rifle slung over his back.
That's right.
There's no New Hampshire law against full auto. There's federal laws that would sort of preempt you from getting one without some hoop jumping.
Okay.
But you could walk around. We were joking around when they first did this. I had the Sig 12 in the house. I was like, we should just have him troop around Central Square with the.
It's a big scary gun.
Yeah, big scary gun. It's a 12 gauge AK-47, which is now like the importation of new ones. It's actually
crazy.
Been banned by executive order now. But we were like, we should just go have them walk around. And I was like, but then I was like, I don't know, because someone might like take it from them. I didn't want to like be in that position. But the
I said no because it's just not me. Like, I don't want to open carry. I know I can, and I actually did. When I moved to New Hampshire in 2011 as part of the Free State Project, I brought my gun with me from Pennsylvania, and I openly carried it because I was like, this is great. I couldn't do this in Philadelphia, and I feel so much safer. I'm exercising my rights, and that was exciting. But after a while, it was just like, hey, this is sort of inconvenient. This might snag on something. It scares some people. I'd rather conceal it. I'd rather still be able to keep myself safe, but not be so open about it. You know, I know there are some people who go the other way and say, oh, I want to make a statement and be public about my firearms rights.
They denied you originally back in, was it 2011 or 2012 when you first?
That was 2012.
2012. Must have been the beginning of 2012. You applied back then. They denied you for, what was the reason? That you were a known drug user or something like that?
Yeah. I believe that. Well, no, actually.
Pending charges, I believe, at the time.
Right.
Correct.
The initial reason was pending charges. When I went to the police department to further inquire, one of the officers just speculated off the top of his head.
Was that Jason Short?
Yes, it was Jason Short. He
reappeared today in court.
Well, that's because he had arrested me for possession of marijuana. So I think he just presumed that, oh, it's that marijuana charge.
I see.
But he was wrong. And
so you left town after the Victimless Crime Spree, which people can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and you can check that movie out. Great movie, by the way, to show the family during a Thanksgiving holiday, in my opinion. But after that, you left town.
Yes.
And so you didn't really take that issue further. You didn't appeal it at that time.
And I could have applied for a concealed carry license in Philadelphia. As I mentioned, it's like $10, $25 or something. And it's a May issue state. I'm sure I would have had no problem acquiring it. And then it's reciprocal here in New Hampshire. So I wouldn't
so
even
have
to
have
ask.
To respect it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have to ask permission of the chief of police here in Keene. I would just ask the chief of police in Philadelphia. And as long as he says it's okay, then it's okay in all of New Hampshire.
So they might have potentially jammed you up on some residency stuff after some period of time, potentially, if you're trying to use a non-resident or a resident permit from another place and you become a New Hampshire resident. I think they want you to update that after some period of time.
So we'll come back with more here in moments. Whether or not you would want to become a resident is another question. Daryl and myself found that out the hard way. They've gone after us and tried to force us into residency, but it took them several years to come after me for that. There's more coming up here. 855 453. We'll talk about what happened in court because it was pretty ridiculous. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free to bring up whatever you'd like. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And of course, we mentioned before, Derek J, you mentioned that we're here as part of, or not, I guess you and I are here, not Chris Cantwell, but we're here as part of the Free State Project. And the idea, of course, to move as many liberty-loving people as possible to New Hampshire. Whether or not they're participants in the Free State Project, I really don't care about. That's one of the reasons why the Shire Society exists. And Chris Cantwell, you are a member of the Shire Society.
Yeah.
And the Shire Society is kind of a similar idea to the Free State Project. The idea behind Shire Society is that everybody's welcome, not just people who don't live in New Hampshire. People who are from New Hampshire and who've lived in New Hampshire their whole lives, they can join the Shire Society. People all around the globe can join the Shire Society. It's a personal declaration of independence. And there's also the idea of, hey, let's move these people together. Let's get physically together in the same place so we can have more of an effect. And boy, you want to talk about having an effect. Just as an example, so we're in court today for your hearing, Derek J.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten to the point where if there are enough of us in the courtroom, it doesn't really seem to, I don't know what, like, if there's a certain ratio as far as activists to average people, because there were a lot of average people in the courtroom at the beginning of the morning before your hearing, Derek J. Most of them cleared out. There were maybe a couple still remaining. If there are enough liberty activists in the courtroom, when the judge comes in, they will not say all rise. The bailiffs will not say it. The judge just walks in like it's nothing else.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll say court is in session.
Yep.
But that's it.
Judge Burke said, please be seated. And no one was standing.
Only Jean Killam,
oh,
the prosecutor.
Right.
She was the only person in court who bothered to stand when Judge Burke first came in to the hearing today. And I wonder if even Jason Short or the other cops stood up.
No, they didn't.
I don't think they did. I only noticed Jean. Maybe they were out of the room or something. I'll have to review the footage and see what happened. But that's one example of where numbers make a huge difference. We've been in this courtroom, Keene District Court, so many times refusing to stand up. They would rather not call attention to it.
Right.
They know there are other people in that courtroom. First of all, if it's just us, they don't bother. But if there's other people in the room, it seems like they're not bothering saying all rise either, because they know if they say all rise,
they don't want to get shown up.
Right. That we're not going to stand for the judge. And those other people in there, they're going to look around. They're going to see that. And I've seen it happen before where average folks in court, if they're surrounded by enough people who are not rising when the bailiffs say all rise, they too will stay seated.
Yeah.
So it's all a numbers game. Anyway, I just thought that was worth pointing out. One of the neat things that happened in court that didn't have anything to do with testifying or what was happening on the stand today.
Yeah, I like that it takes part of the magic out of it when the judge walks in the room. You know, everyone's supposed to rise, and it's like sort of a religious ceremony.
It's totally, you're in pews. I mean, what could be more religious?
Oh, the all
only,
kneel.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing they're missing is, you know, the wine and the bread and, you know, the hymn books in the front of the or the backside of the pews.
Kneel really, before Zod.
That's it. Hey, by the way, if you want to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there, go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get 100% organic, top 1% grade, shade-grown coffee from BuzzBox. It's great coffee, and it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. But at BuzzBox, we've teamed up with them and Kiva.org to help change people's lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to make their life better through microloans. So not only do you get great coffee, but you can also help somebody make a better life. And every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, you can help us fund a new microloan that goes out. Once it gets paid off, we'll loan that money out again. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You just pay the shipping cost. You get that free pound, and then you're on their auto ship program, so they'll send you more coffee over time, and you can adjust the how often they send it and how much they're sending. And again, just go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get started. We'll talk more about what happened in court today. Derek J., hearing for your gun rights, trying to get them respected. The Keene police are not interested in that. We'll go to Rich first, though, in Montana. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
First of all the judges are missing is a scepter and crown. I think that would look really good.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, your first mistake was even going for a concealed carry permit. Why do you want to do that?
I wanted to do that so that it would be reciprocal in my home city of Philadelphia.
I mean, if you're going to carry a concealed, what do you really care?
I don't want to go to jail for exercising my rights.
The only way you're going to go possibly
go from
to
time
jail
to time. Go ahead, man.
Me?
Go
the
ahead.
Only way you're possibly going to go to jail is if you get caught. See,
right.
I come from the school of thought that you have the Second Amendment in this country. The Second Amendment is pretty easy to understand.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I mean,
I
agree.
Telling that to the cop putting handcuffs on you. I mean, what is it? What happens in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania in general? I mean, it may be more strict in Philly. What happens if, you know, let's say you're lifting up your shirt, it's cold out, you've got a hoodie, you've got a cop block hoodie on right now,
mm-hmm.
you're going down to Philly tonight. If you were concealing a weapon, you were taking your hoodie off, somebody spots the piece or something, like, you know, it slips and somebody sees it, they call the cops, and then you got an investigation, and who knows what they're going to do. I mean, what happens to you if they get busted?
I mean, I live in Montana, okay, and guns are pretty prevalent out here, and most people carry them, and it's just, Nobody really cares. I mean, you just...
Sure, I'm with you, and I think that's how it is in New Hampshire to a great extent. I mean, New Hampshire is one of the more freedom-friendly gun places, unless you're Derek Jay. It's supposed to be pretty easy to get a concealed permit here, and, you know, I'm also of the mindset of, hey, better to ask forgiveness than permission, but when you're dealing with the state, usually the whole asking forgiveness part doesn't go over very well because their attitude is, the law is the law, and we'll enforce the law, and you're bad, and so you're guilty. And I imagine it's probably a lot worse to get caught with a gun without a permit in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, people get shot and die. Yeah, people, the police completely overreact. You know, I understand you're in Montana and people are used to seeing guns. Well, in Philly, they're not. And when the police see a regular sub-citizen with a gun, they shoot them.
I want you to come back, Derek. Jay,
well,
you,
the other thing to that is that even in New Hampshire, I mean, we are not your average citizen, right? I mean, we come into contact with law enforcement on a semi-regular basis.
That's
These
right.
people are very aware of who we are. So if we are not in compliance with their laws, you know, it's very likely that we're going to get caught. So it's in our best interest generally to avoid breaking them wherever practical.
Well, I mean,
Pennsylvania is a may issue state. Well, the difference between a may issue and a shall issue, on a shall issue state, basically you got to meet three criteria. Okay, you're not a convicted felon. If you were in the military, you have to have been honorably discharged, and you have to be a U.S. citizen. Not that that's going to matter anymore nowadays. But
in New Hampshire, they have a situation that they call a suitable person, and
which is like a loophole.
Right, exactly. So it's a shall issue state, but they've got this thing of suitable person, and it's not really well defined. So they have a lot of leeway apparently in that.
The key police have defined it as, if we don't like you, we're going to deny you.
Right,
exactly.
They call it something else, but it's a may issue state. In a may issue state, the sheriff. In a may issue, the sheriff can say he doesn't like the color of your eyes, and that could be reason to reject you.
Well, we'll see what the court says in this case. Thank you, Rich, for your call tonight. I do appreciate the idea of, hey, it's my right. I should be able to exercise my rights. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what your intention is. If your intention is to do civil disobedience, you should understand what the consequences are going to be. And in places like Philadelphia, I imagine the consequences are pretty high. As
could be death.
Suggested, could be you'll get shot to death by the police there. So to me, that's not worth that risk. It's not worth making that stand in that place. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. You could talk about gun rights or your right to bear arms, whatever kind of arms, because, you know, if you want to carry around a samurai sword in New Hampshire, you can do that, too. Strap a sword to your back, that's totally illegal. That's probably something that'll also get you shot in Philly. So we're talking about...
Get you shot in New York, no question about that.
Some of the differences between, you know, different jurisdictions, and Derek Jay was in court today. We haven't really even gotten into the details yet on some of the just insane, crazy, funny stuff that that happened there. I want to continue with that discussion. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. ISIS crisis or more hype. Antiwar.com has the answers, the facts, and the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media on their side, and all antiwar.com has is you. Their staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website online with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation, so please go to antiwar.com and donate. Again, antiwar.com/donate actually will take you right to the best place to go. And they do, by the way, take Bitcoin proudly and gladly taking Bitcoin. Antiwar.com/donate because war is the health of the state. Ian, Derek J., and Chris Cantwell in here tonight. We've been talking about your experience this morning as you finally got a hearing. It's been a long time coming since you applied for a gun permit, a concealed permit.
That's because the court initially made a mistake and forgot to set a court date. And then after they finally did, they realized that they were breaking their own rules by making it take too long, the remedy for which was to wait longer. So we finally got the court date today in the hearing, and I think my attorney did an amazing job.
Who is your attorney?
Making the case, Evan Knappen. He is a heroic attorney, in my opinion, defending some of the people who need help the most. You know, firearms legislation can be really confusing, and Evan literally wrote the book on New Hampshire gun laws. You can look up his books. It also includes the federal laws, and for New Jersey as well. He operates both, has, I guess, passed the bar in both states and can defend people there.
That's a really serious task doing that in Jersey.
Huge, huge. And he's defending a woman right now from my home city of Philadelphia, Shaheen Allen, who needs a lot of support and help because she, as a legal concealed carry owner, she has the license, had a handgun and some hollow point bullets that she was traveling with through New Jersey for a party for her son. Cop pulls her over because she was swerving. She's mishonest and says, "Oh, yeah, yeah, I've got a gun in my glove box."
No.
And the cop says, "Oh, well, let me take a look at that." So finds out that the gun is illegal, the bullets are illegal, the driving with it is illegal. She's facing multiple felonies just for being honest to the cop. I mean, she's no danger. She's a mother of three, just going to a birthday party. But the cop didn't have the—I mean, they have something called discretion, where they could be like, you know, miss, I'm going to pretend I didn't see that.
Certainly could.
Yeah, maybe go ahead and put that thing in the trunk. I mean, there's a federal law that protects you if you're traveling between states. If you're legal to have the gun where you're coming from and where you're going, you're protected by federal law if you have the gun. I believe you have to have them in separate locked boxes and, like, in the trunk of the car. I might be going a little overboard with it, but the idea being, you know, you have to make that gun as inaccessible as possible. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because if I were to travel through Massachusetts, right, I've got a .38 caliber revolver loaded on my hip right now. If I just accidentally cross the border into Massachusetts, I'm going to prison, right? Like, you can't, you cannot do that. But if I'm on my way to Philadelphia or something like that, and I cross through Massachusetts, if my gun is in the trunk in a lockbox with the ammo in a separate lockbox, the Massachusetts police might want to arrest me, but then they'll be prosecuted under federal law for violating my right to transport a firearm.
Share your thoughts with us here, your experiences with guns and the government. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, Derek J., they denied your request for this license to carry concealed. Because, again, you can open carry here in New Hampshire, no problem. That's legal. In fact, they even acknowledged that in court. Like, oh, yeah, you've got the right to carry this openly, and that's fine. But because you want to conceal, and because you were laughing in court, and because also you've been arrested in the past, not for anything violent, but because you've been arrested, oh, and resisting arrest. I see some resisting arrest charges here, even though it was resisting arrest without violence, which is, of course, you know, different than resisting arrest with violence. Even though there was no evidence presented whatsoever that you were a violent character or a danger to anyone, they said, you know, sorry, you can't have this. And that was essentially their argument in court.
That's right. Today. And the prosecutor even used the word violent during her closing speech. I forget what they're called in court. But she made a closing speech, and the prosecutor gets to speak last.
Uh-huh.
And you can't object or say anything. So, you know, of course, she just throws in her, oh, and he's violent. Yeah. He doesn't
you
have any respect for the court.
She knew better than to say that, you know, when there was a chance for rebuttal. She saved that for the very last second so that she would be so that nobody could rebut it, because she knows. I mean, and she looked ridiculous the entire day today, too, by the way. I mean, she looks ridiculous in general. She's just a tall, ridiculous-looking woman.
She's an Amazon
prosecutor.
Yeah.
Her name is Killam, which I think is an entirely appropriate last name for somebody whose job it is to stamp out the activist scourge here in Keene.
Just like come in here and lock everybody up. I mean, kill them. I mean, lock them up.
I try and connect with all of the bureaucrats and local authorities. Like, I was really trying to make eye contact with Ken Miola. He's the chief of police here, who denied me. He wouldn't do it. And it was sort of fun because I got to play this little game where he was hiding behind a bailiff, and I was, you know, moving my chair over to the left a little bit to, like, oh, let me make eye contact with Ken. No, he would scoot over, and we were playing a little back-and-forth game of, like, hide from the eye contact. It was really weird. I mean, like, what kind of adult plays games like this?
Well, this is the same guy who, there's video footage of him where I approach him at one of the cop day things. They have, like, a national night out, I think they call it. It happens every 2 years here in Keene. I don't know if it's every 2 years everywhere, but it's where the cops bring out the Bearcat, and they bring out the armored truck, and they, you know, bring out the fingerprinting kit. And
Look at all the cool stuff we're going to use to kill you if you ever screw with us.
They totally show off their boys with their toys, and they'll, you know, they'll do tours of the police department, and they've got, you know, the cops are out there grilling hot dogs and hamburgers. And so one day I'm there, I got my video camera, of course, and I see...
You guys want a hot dog? You pay for it, huh?
I see the police chief there, who you're describing not making eye contact with you, and I knew he was not talking to me and not making eye contact with me, and it's, so it's not just you, it's also me and Dave Ridley, who calls this show sometimes from RidleyReport.com. So I, you know, come up to him with the video camera to see how he'll behave on camera, and he, again, pretends like I don't exist, as though I'm like some sort of ghost, like I'm a non-entity in his world. And it's such a bizarre video, because for like 2 minutes straight, I'm following him around trying to get him to talk, you know, speak to me, and all the while, he's acknowledging everyone else that comes by him, like he'll talk to a little kid or an old man, and like, you know, it's being very, very friendly, as though he's just... You know, Mr. Friendly Police Chief, and here's this independent journalist trying to get him to, you know, answer a question, and he's just pretending I don't exist. It's crazy.
If only you would disappear.
And we get accused of being the childish ones. One of the common accusations thrown at the liberty activists here in Keene by people who dislike our activism is that you're so childish. But, you know, wait a minute, this guy won't even look at us, let alone talk to us.
That and neckbeard.
No matter
how well-shaved you are, always a neckbeard.
One of the guys who accused us of being a neckbeard, I went on his Facebook profile, and there's plenty of pictures with him unshaven.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Ken Miola and his decision, when he took the stand today, one of the things he said was that he had denied me, and yada yada, for whatever reason. My attorney jumped on that, like, oh, yeah, reason means.
If I could just elaborate on that, right? So what? Because I think this is an important point that you're about to make here. So the chief is going on about the various charges that Derek had collected over a period of time, right? Mm-hmm. He's talking about resisting arrest and filming and whatever it was that he got caught for. And he said at the end of it, he said, albeit for whatever reason. And so as Derek was saying, the attorney had jumped on that when he cross-examined him, and we'll talk about that more when we come back.
We'll come back with more. 855 453 Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You don't have rights unless you exercise them. And that's what Derek J. has been trying to do with his supposed right to bear arms. Of course, if you have to ask permission to exercise a right, then your right doesn't actually exist. You've got a privilege. And you attempted to apply for this concealed carry license, as they call it here in New Hampshire, but the government goons in the Akeen Police Department decided you are not a suitable person. There's this loophole word of suitable in the statute that generally reads fairly good. It's supposed to be a shall issue state, which means that unless you're some sort of crazy killer and or a felon, they're supposed to issue this thing. But Keene Police saw fit to not issue it to you, and that was what brought you to court today. We'll continue with some of the other courtroom shenanigans that went on, but we'll also go to your calls and thoughts. Plus, join us online at freetalklive.com. And hey, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. So whatever it is you need to buy, again, you can probably find it at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut even during, you know, Black Friday sales and Cyber Monday. And of course, now the new thing with Black Friday is to have Black Friday week, where, you know, probably makes it so people don't come in all on one day. I think that's probably a good idea. And you're seeing the brick and mortar companies doing that, and you're seeing Amazon do that as well. So if you're looking to do some holiday shopping this weekend or tonight, go to shop.freetalklive.com and start there as we go with your calls and thoughts. Rich is listening in Raleigh to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Rich.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to, I didn't buy weapons for a long time. I now own a couple of handguns and a rifle. And I had been in the military, and for many years, I had struggled with some depression issues and was kind of afraid of having weapons in the house. But when the current occupant of the White House, came in 2008, I kind of suspected that there was a chance that there was going to be an attempt to do a grab, or at least basically cut off access to all types of handguns and rifles and so on. Now, I just kind of be interested in hearing you discuss some of your feelings about the Second Amendment in general philosophically, and wanted to share what I thought was a very good presentation by a guy named Bill Whittle. Do you know Bill Whittle?
Yeah, I'm familiar. Oh, he does great work.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, journalist with Pajama Media, I think.
Right. He does wonderful work, and he has a segment on what he calls the firewall called Your Second Amendment, and he talks about having a linguistic expert parse the text of the Second Amendment and say, is there any restriction? In other words, why would anybody think that there's a restriction, with respect to a right that is clearly stated and shall not be abridged? So, if you want to pick this up and run with it, that's fine. Otherwise,
what I would say to that is, even amongst strict constructionists on the Constitution, you'll see some difference of opinion on what the Second Amendment means, right? I mean, you'll see people that say that the incorporation doctrine of the 14th Amendment is illegitimate, right? That the federal government can't force gun freedom on state governments. And then other people feel like the 14th Amendment, if not the Second Amendment itself, prevents state governments from infringing upon your, quote, right to keep and bear arms. Me personally, I don't think that the Constitution has been so terribly useful in protecting freedom, right?
Not at all. There's no evidence for that.
Every last promise that the Constitution ever made was broken. And as Lysander Spooner said, whether the Constitution be one thing or whether it be another, what's certain is that it is either allowed such a government, permitted such a government as we have had, or been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it's unfit to exist. So I don't personally put a lot of stock in the Second Amendment, but I do put a lot of stock in just the general idea of self-defense. I mean, self-defense has been recognized through common law well before there was a United States, before the continent had even been discovered, quote unquote. And so I would say that the issue at hand here is just this natural prerogative to defend oneself, and that the state would seek to prevent people from doing that in any way just goes to point out that they have ill intentions, that they are not out here trying to do good things, whatever their claims.
Well, I would agree with that, but you said something about the right to self-defense existing in common law. Well, the whole point of this is the Constitution is based on common law. Right? I mean, the Constitution itself is based on common law, and the first 10 amendments are supposed to be what the government can't do to you. Right?
Well, but the idea would generally be if you had a common law in the sense of property rights, if you had a common law in terms of property, you wouldn't have a constitution, right? You wouldn't have a federal government, you wouldn't have an income tax, there wouldn't need to be a Second Amendment because the government would have no power to take your guns in the first place. The entire idea of the Constitution, and I mean, if you look at the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist Papers, I mean, you can see pretty easily that the Anti-Federalists had it right. If you look at the Federalist Papers, John Adams and
Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton are telling us that, hey, this is all fine and good, and we're not going to do anything bad to you. And Thomas Jefferson and his crew are saying, no, these guys are up to no good. They're going to do terrible things. This is a takeover. This is a new government. And so the promises that were made, every single one of them were broken. So we can see very clearly, and that's why they went for a Bill of Rights in the first place. That they said, hey, we need new restrictions on this government because it's claiming all sorts of new authority. And they put these amendments in there, which never should have been needed because, according to the Federalists, these powers didn't exist to begin with. When the Bill of Rights was put there, those were like the lifeboats, right? Like the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. You know, we have our main ship, which is the Constitution, which is supposed to prevent the government from even having any authority to do any of these things. And then we have the lifeboats, which is the first 10 amendments. Mm. Now we're beyond the lifeboats now. That the federal government is actually restricting our right to keep and bear arms.
And all the other rights
exactly,
in the Constitution.
Every single portion of it. And now we're to a point where we're not even in the lifeboats anymore. We're clinging to pieces of the ship in the water,
the
and we're threatening to drown, and we're in serious trouble. So I think that if we're looking to the Constitution, whether it's the Second Amendment or the Tenth Amendment or the 18 enumerated powers, we're in really sad shape, folks, if we think that this document that's hundreds of years old, written by a bunch of dead slave-owning, mostly Christians, is not going to do a whole lot to help us out in modern-day America.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's the argument you're using, is they're dead, you know, slave-holding. You just used the liberal argument to invalidate the Constitution.
The Constitution's been invalidated, man. Rich, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but the Constitution's been invalidated by the fact that all 10, you know, amendments essentially have been crapped on by the federal government and the various state governments.
They've been invalidated by progressives.
They've been invalidated by conservatives and everybody else. The idea here being, Rich, my point is, the reason that I referred to the bunch of dead slave-owning Christians, I mean, this is a religious doctrine. Do you understand that this is an ancient document written by a bunch of guys who aren't around anymore? We might as well be talking about the Bible, and I don't think that that's a sound idea to be violence in society.
That's exactly the argument that liberals and progressives use.
Believe me, Rich, I spend more time bashing liberals than you spend at work, okay? I hate the left more than anybody in New Hampshire, or I am the anti-left, believe me when I tell you. But just because liberals every once in a while utter a truth, don't pin me as some kind of guy who's left a Karl Marx, because I don't believe that the Constitution is doing a damn thing for us, because it's not.
I'm not, but the point is that then you need to come up with some kind of supportable intellectual framework other than just saying, you know, that the Constitution isn't doing it.
Well, I do, but I can't spell out the entire construct of human society in every 15-minute reg media segment that we do between commercials. I can tell you all about dispute resolution agencies and how markets solve problems better than governments. I'm just right now telling you about a problem.
Well, you know, the Constitution, it's a goner, dude. And you can hear the sort of the religious fervor, right? The idea that we would dare attack the Constitution. We must not, or we must be on the left. I don't consider myself left or right, personally, or center. I'm a liberty-minded person. I care about freedom every issue, every time. And if the conservatives or the Republicans who've been in office gave a damn about rights, then they could have done something when they had total control of the House and the Senate and the presidency for, what was it, 6 years, 2000 to 2006, and they didn't do a damn thing to protect anybody's rights. I thank you, Rich, for the call, and, you know, neither did the Democrats. They've just all been building on one another, taking power year after year, or, you know, assuming more power, I guess. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.